Welcome back, and joining me today is Ooligah Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs ending the regular season on a high note, finishing second in 4A District 3 with a win against Casha Hall. A very good Commandos ball club, but you did everything you did to get the win.
Yeah, I was really proud of our kids. They played great on defense, did a lot of good things. I think we held them to 114 yards total offense. And then offensively, we got really physical in the second half. We were able to run the ball and end up closing out the game. So that's what you want to do this time of year, is be able to line up, be physical on both sides of the ball, and hopefully come out with a win each week.
Yeah, it's probably going to have to come down to the defense. A team that can make all those stops is usually the team that wins, especially when you head to postseason play.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, our defense has to get off the field and allow our offense as many possessions as possible, because those are valuable commodities when you get to this time of the year, and you need to make sure that when you do get the ball, you're making first downs and you're keeping your defense off the field and going and putting some points on the board, because every point matters in the playoffs.
And also, I think having a strong running game as well, keeping the ball control, keeping that clock going.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we've got a really nice offensive line. They're pretty big guys. And, we second half the other night, we were able to get physical and line up and just run the ball behind them. And that's a real benefit this time of year, because you never know what you're going to get weather-wise. And, injuries and things like that can always affect you. So being able to run the ball consistently, that's a big deal at this time of year.
The road to the 4A state championship starts on Friday. You guys will be hosting Salisaw, a team that you've played before in postseason play. And what do you know about the Black Diamonds?
Well, they've got two great athletes in the backfield. They've both, the running back and the quarterback, have both accounted for about 3,200 yards of rushing this year. So they're a really strong group. They got a big offensive line. I think they average 265 across the board. So they're going to be big, strong, physical kids that like to run the football. And then flip it over on defense, they're a 3-4 team. They'll rotate their secondary around a little bit. But Salisaw's always a physical opponent. They're going to play tough football, and that's what we're expecting here Friday night.
I know that I'm sure the keys would be stopping their run and ball control on your offensive line, especially just creating that run attack.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, obviously, when they have two kids with the caliber of rushing that they've done this year, we're going to have to be really focused on stopping the run game and trying to get them off the field and not give them first downs. And, that's something that's very important for our defense to take a lot of pride in that. And then, of course, offensively, like you said, I mean, we need to be able to go out there and run the football at will, which I feel like our offensive line is a good matchup with what we're going to see on their defensive line, and should give us an opportunity to do that.
Playing at home, the last six of the past 8 years that the Mustangs have hosted a first-round playoff game, certainly that's an advantage to you. But normally when you play a 2 or 3 matchup, it's usually a toss-up game.
Yeah, we've played, we've unfortunately been in a very good district, so we've been 2 every year. So we're real familiar with this situation. We love playing at home, getting that first-round playoff game, and feels like it creates an advantage for us to get the ball rolling. And we can only do what we can do, and we're going to play hard and give it everything we got, and hopefully we'll come out on the good side of things.
Well, Coach, it's great to be talking with you again today. Hey, best of luck to you and the Mustangs this Friday as you take on Salisaw.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, and you guys do a great job.